Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm very glad to be with you and to introduce you again to our good friend David Anderson. Dave is the author of 10 books. The 10th one is about to come out again, about to be released, I should say, in the next 30 days or so. How to Lead by the Book, which is the companion to How to Run Your Business by the Book. And he's sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. He's been an entrepreneur in his own right in the past, sold his business and moved on to helping people like you and me. He's our good friend, Dave Anderson. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be back with you.
It's good to have you back. I'm glad you're talking about leadership again, Dave, because I said something earlier in the hour. I said leadership is the most important thing that a business owner, a business manager, even an employee should be thinking about. The key to success for a small business in the future is going to be leadership. What do you think?
Well, it is. And unfortunately, one of the biggest problems with business owners today is they might be good managers, but a lot of them lack leadership skills. They don't lead well.
What's the difference in a leader and a manager?
Well, you know, there are a lot of differences. I like to sum it up. I like to make it simple. So if you think about it this way, I like to think of management is the paperwork part of your job. Leadership is the people work part. I mean, management is systems, controls, processes, budgets, scheduling. That's really important stuff, and you've got to have that or the place falls apart. But leadership is creating a culture. It's building a team. It's mentoring people. It's casting vision. You know, it's training. It's developing human capital. And so many times, business owners are really good at the bean counting, the marketing, the forecasting, the budgeting, but they haven't had any training in how do you get it done through people. So they do way too much themselves. They maintain people rather than grow them. They don't have visions in their organization. They're not even aware of how to create a high-performance culture, and so they never get close to tapping into their real potential.
They're more technicians than they are leaders. And you know, how many times have you seen someone who didn't even really understand how the company, the business worked, how the as much about the details that got didn't get into the weeds about the business, but yet they became a great leader of that company because the people just wanted to follow them?
Well, that's right.
The people who did know all that stuff wanted to follow them.
That's right, all the time. They're able to attract people and engage them with vision and draw the best out of them. Now, without a doubt, you've got to have some good management skill or a good manager around you who can take care of that nuts and bolts. But within most leaders, there's the ability to develop management and leadership skill sets, you know, to really develop a balance of both that helps you bring it all to the table. I mean, leadership skills don't come to you in a dream one night. You know, some of us have more natural ability than others, but they can be developed. That's the cool thing about leadership, Jim. It's developed. It's not so much discovered as it is developed.
Interesting. Talk to us about that for a second.
Well, you know, you can. I'll give you a personal example. I was starting out in car sales. I sold a lot of cars, so they made me a manager, and I was foolish enough to think somehow that title made me a leader. And that happens sometimes. And I could close deals, and I could do budgets and inventories and forecasts. I was really good at the management part of my job. Didn't have a clue how to develop people. I had a friend bring me 2 leadership tapes to listen to because he knew I was working bell to bell. I never took a day off. I was 40 pounds overweight. I had ulcers. I was miserable. He said, "You got to get some help. Listen to these tapes." And they were by a guy named John Maxwell, who's since become a really good friend of mine. And I listened to these leadership tapes and what it was to be a leader and priorities, how to prioritize. And I realized, wow, I have a lot to learn. I might have the position. I might have the title. That doesn't make me a leader. And so I started to learn everything I could about how do you find talent in people? How do you draw it out of people? How do you hold them accountable? How do you set expectations? And you can learn these things.
Well,
you know,
and
how do you engage them?
And to me,
to develop it.
To me, Dave, one of the keys for a leader to do that and to be able to repeat it, you know, over and over again, is to, at their core, to actually care about those people.
Oh,
and not just about how you can manipulate them, not how you can just can move them around on a chessboard, but actually care about them and see your success by helping them be successful and aggregating that success. And when we come back, I want you to talk to us about that. The new book, folks, is out in Kindle right now, right?
Yeah, you can already download it and read it before it's even in the bookstore.
All right, and that's called Lead by the Book, right?
Right, How to Lead by the Book.
How to Lead by the Book by Dave Anderson. It's just the companion to the book that we introduced you to a couple of years ago, How to Run Your Business by the Book.
That's
and
right.
It's 20 Tales. Right back with Dave Anderson. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
My need is such, I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.